Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Turin is a city to walk, and to walk is to measure space, time and thoughts. Because all truly great thoughts are conceived while walking, said Nietzsche, and to walk is how Graham Hudson decided to survey what his practice as an artist is about, transient architectures and forms. Drawing a line on the city map and trying to find a way throughout its past and its fleeting present is what the sound walk is about.
Hello, my name's Graham Hudson. I'm walking the city of Turin today. I'm joined by Fabrizio Tocciotti, who has 25 years archaeological experience with GAT, the Group of Archaeology Torino, and Luca Marino, writer, musician, man about town.
Graham Hudson is a London-based artist, born in Sussex, United Kingdom, in 1977. Since graduating from the Royal College of Art in 2002, Hudson has been creating sculptures and interventions at once grand and transient, made out of everyday found materials. Our walk starts from Via Bellezia, turning left towards Via San Domenico, where at the corner with Via Milano stands the last medieval church in town, San Domenico. This is the Quadrilatero Romano, a labyrinth of streets Fabrizio knows as the back of his own hands. Everything we know about this place comes out of his gaze and voice.
Questo era il Medioevo Torino. Il Medioevo era diciamo un luogo del tempo molto.
Now try to forget the classical imagery of a medieval brick town and step into the church. Follow the colors and you'll be struck by a fresco, a surprisingly colorful snapshot of how Turin looked like in the Middle Age.
I want to put a poster up for my dog. Yeah. Well, it's still. There's still zones where it's acceptable. Like all the stickers along here. There's like areas where it's okay, right? Can you just hold that for a minute, Chris? What do you think? Okay. Yeah. Too much stuff. Because a lot of this project began with the idea of Nietzsche walking around the city, and that he went insane here, always seemed like fertile ground for work. So Frederick is my dog. So the first poster is now on a lamppost, which is definitely an acceptable community place to put postings. So if you see my lost dog, please help. His name is Frederick. And call me. We're currently on the corner of Via Milano and Kebab Sinbad, where I ate yesterday and was assured it was a very good falafel. €3.50, I would thoroughly recommend it as a stop off if you're hungry at this point. Was that the church we were at?
Sì, è San Domenico che suona.
We're
Piazzetta 4 Marzo.
Just near the large group, which I want to have a look at as we go. One of the things I was pleased about when arriving here was that there's lots of holes in the street where they're always digging, and lots of scaffolding everywhere, which I always kind of see as this, like a virus, and this kind of unplanned architecture that springs up on buildings, unplanned. And there's a lot of funny pictures on the web of the pyramids in Egypt, or famous like tourist sites, and people have gone traveling there, and it's the time it's covered in scaffold with the work going on it. So I always think about this kind of temporariness and how it's always considered such a blight on a city, but actually it is the reality, and it tells us more about like the city as a kind of psychological reflection of an individual, these cracks and these things that we don't perhaps like to necessarily show of ourselves is made real with this material. Well, the scaffolding, usually if I use it to build, I try and keep it as much like a language as it is in the street anyway. So part of what I thought with this tour is every time there is a scaffolding, which I already have pictures of and I will later influence sculptures I'll make, I would claim it as mine along this tour. So in a way, when the lines between when it's a real scaffold or when it becomes a sculpture are really only defined by a gallery context or a press release. In my head, this is already like a piece of my work or something that would influence a future piece. And I'm also applying these lines of orange tape through the space. It was one of the first things when I was here, trying to consider the sort of an area of the city to work within, a kind of radius. And the radius doesn't really work with Turin because it's such gridded streets. So I was trying to draw a circle on a straight line. So part of, as well as we go around the tour, I'm adding these orange lines, which wherever it's kind of legal to place one, it shouldn't be graffiti, but it should be somewhere where posters or stickers already go, that provides another sort of guiding point as we walk this route. One of the things I was doing back there as well was adding these orange lines to just empty billboards or where there's some posters. It's kind of a little bit of a guide for this walk. But also when I was trying to first navigate the city, I think I was thinking of the circumference or a circle around it. And it's probably about one of the most impossible places to walk in any kind of circle. To deal with the grid. So there's just this idea of adding these lines to try and find your way around a circle. And even, I guess now, we're about to hit a line of 20,000 people on Via Garibaldi.
It makes you feel dizzy to think of the thousands of people who have walked down this street, up and down, up and down, up and down, consuming the stones, always the same, never the same. But if we just slow down, if we could only dig a hole and snoop around 2 meters underneath, probably we would see the same scene.
If we find a hole in the street where they're digging, maybe we could link that in to talk about, because obviously when you see this hole, it's like, when was the last time that this earth saw the sunlight, you know? Or how many layers of history in this kind of, yeah, like it's archaeological, but you know, this is how archaeology begins, right? Someone goes, oh, what's this? You never just start digging. It takes a hole in the street, but we'll save that for if we find one. Always a recurring thing as well in cities that, like, say Oxford Street in London, yeah. People don't turn right into Fitzrovia, or sometimes left to Soho, but really it's like, no, this is what you do here, up and down. But do you think, who are most of the people here Turinese, or they're visiting the city? How do you, like, gauge the people? in your experience? Or
you see the color of the people, it's very dark here, very blue or black, and it reflects a little the feeling of the people, that they go straight in North Africa, like in Algeria or in Morocco, you in a street like this, you see a lot of people standing and talking, making noise, and here it's not so.
No, the only
normal.
The only people that hang out are young people who are ostracized from. It's always that gap between your parents' home and being able to be in the bar. It's here or McDonald's. We're on Via Garibaldi, and it's Saturday afternoon. We're going to try and get off it as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. We have to run.
It is time to breathe, to make our eyes and ears rest. Our next stop is a church nearby, Sant'Agostino, not that far.
Do you know the name of the church we're at now?
Ah, Sant'Agostino.
Questa era la chiesa appunto del boia. Cioè il boia veniva qua praticamente a prendere messa.
Sant'Agostino was the church where executioners were buried. As the corpse couldn't find their way to the last rest in consecrated soil, they had their own corner here, under the bell tower.
Broken glass, which I was thinking, and it's another forced collaboration. The architect builds the door, the person kicks it, someone tomorrow will add tape, and so there's these like three layers, and then the tape will stay on, or a large piece of plywood goes on for like a week, and then the new glass goes in. So I think to really enjoy the work, you have to walk this every day.
We arrive. A Roman column.
Don't expect it to stand it with dignity. Can you see it? The column, stuck in the corner of the building between Via Santa Chiara and Via delle Orfane, incorporated into an architecture that it's not its own. A cornerstone turned into a curbstone from the Middle Age to nowadays. Next stop, the Consolata Church. In any other occasion, we wouldn't have come here for the church.
The church is in front of the most ancient and famous chocolate bar of the town. I don't know if you know it, but you have to spend some time there. Crema di latte.
But what we like about walking with Fabrizio is to rediscover the city, to really see this church and find out that it is an incredible open-air probing of the history of Turin. It is not just monumental, it is also an architectural shake built upon the angular tower of the ancient Roman walls. From the ruins of the Roman tower, our walks take its own way outside the medieval city. In a minute, everything will change, from sounds to volumes, from colors to architectures. Everything will be new.
Now we're heading along Piazza Emanuele Filiberto towards what I know is just being where the market is, Porto Palazzo. So we're now on the corner of Piazza Emanuele Filiberto and Via Saint Agostino, and we have a what I'd consider fairly typical Torinese hole in the street. Not too deep, but one of these moments where when I see these, I certainly think, like, when was the last time this earth would have seen sunlight? And even though it's not, you know, it's not an official archaeological dig, but it's only finding one thing away from being revealing. As we were walking down Via Garibaldi, we talked about the real stones being underneath. And if I could get inside this fence, this would be somewhere where I would, yes, you know, sure, rearrange some of the materials. Okay, so now we're coming to the corner of Piazza Emanuele Filiberto, and the top end of the market is coming into view. It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday, but the clocks go back tomorrow, so make sure you take note of that. And the market's still in full swing.
La muta, eccezionale, tutto quello che trovate, 6 euro mi date.
Attenzione. This place, more than any other in the city, is always like, things are propped, angled, just like practical means, but always, like, formally, anything you'd see in a gallery you'd be really happy with, I think. We're walking away from the market and have turned onto Via Regina Margherita. The market was one of the main places when I was here. I was working just because it was just so interesting with the... Everyone had a really set action, be it the traders, the cleaners. There was... And it's... Yeah, like architecture on fast forward. This constant space of flux and change, yet going through a repeated pattern. Every day here, they always stack the boxes and crates. And for me, it's one of my favourite places always, because it's always something like what it looks like here. These guys are here 24 hours. There's always someone here. So it's worth... They have to protect it, but of course they can't afford fences or something. But there's obviously a value to these boxes. And it always looks something like this, but it's every day different.
C'è una cosa di questo mercato che è sempre la stessa. Ed è proprio che...
There is one thing that never changes. The market always changes. Its people, colors, languages and costumes have always been the mirror of how social shifts shaped the city itself since the late 1800s.
Il mercato è sempre attivo, sempre vivo, sempre lì. Ed è proprio la novità, l'elemento di staticità, se vogliamo, di questo mercato. È una cosa un po' particolare, ma è così.
This is how Fabrizio took his leave. Modernity is in front of us. The Diogenes tram is just across the river. Only a few more stops to get there. Keep on.
So now we're crossing Via 20 Settembre, still on Corso Reggio, Regina Margherita. The wall down here is my favorite graffiti part of the city that I've seen, because everyone has exactly used this kind of canvas-sized brick area that sticks out from the main wall, like all the tags. But then it's like everyone who's added their tag has done it really respectfully within the square, within the format of the gallery. It's like a nice MoMA hang. Here's so-and-so's tag, here's the next one. And this this old site opposite here is in the daylight is one of the most beautiful buildings, like in disrepair. Yeah. And someone else told me it was a pornography cinema or something.
At the beginning was a theater.
And then a lot of big Italian artists were here. But then it started to be intended to be a porno cinema.
In the day, it looks beautiful, like with this kind of facade has been removed. And then as we walk down, I have a sculpture on the corner of the park. I don't know, this one, there was some quite large stones around, I guess because we're kind of by the park. It does look a bit like I should put my flowers at it, doesn't it? Okay, so the rubble sculpture on the corner of...
What does that say?
Viale Primo Maggio.
I didn't bring my glasses, as well as the language. And now we're going to turn left, away from the park, down a main road towards Corso Reggio Parco.
There's only this one in Torino.
The number 7?
The number 7 is the vintage line.
Okay.
And it's wonderful because if you, well, you know the tram, but it's very noisy. And with the old noises, because the new one have different noises.
Yeah. No, it sounds beautiful. Okay, so now we're going to cross the river. And we just set up a couple of pieces here. And I did a rubble sculpture like that on the corner of the walkway down to the river. And it was gone this morning.
It was gone?
Yeah. But it's, in a way, it's kind of the discipline of making them that you can't become attached to them. And so you have to do that by not spending too long on them so that then you're building it knowing it can be taken away at any moment. And sort of like just the discipline of making it or putting yourself into that mental position with the making rather than this super precious thing. I'm just putting a lock onto this railing on the river with a padlock. It has sort of scratched in on it, Nietzsche, on there. But also I think, you know, there is some bridges with padlocks on, right? So I thought it's a good... I mean, I've got the key for this, so I'm going to remove it at some point. You know, this project was called All the Best Thinking or Thoughts Come When Walking, which was, kind of just fed back into the project and doing a survey, sondaggio of Torino, on what we were going to do today. Hopefully was more interesting than sitting around a table talking about the city. We've just crossed the bridge and we arrive. We can see the bright neon of the sushi sign, so we're well out of the Quadrilatero Romano. Neon signs are now allowed. There's a garage, and we're just going to walk down the promenade. The tram comes into view just when we cross the road.
It was an area with little factories or something like that. Actually, it's the first new old place in town.
What would you call this part of? Is this like a promenade or
Viale?
So on the Viale, from the river down to the tram, I'm going to leave an umbrella at either end. That's perhaps broken in the wind, but has been discarded. For me, when I see them after it's been raining and everyone goes and buys the cheap umbrella, there was quickly thrown down, right? There's like this refugee thing, and I think you think this moment when it's blown inside out and someone's had to be like, that's it, it's, you know, there's this tragedy. I'm adding some black and yellow chevron tape to indicate for public safety, and here the only one used is red and white. So part of what I've been adding, so there's these temporary public moments where this hazard sign has been placed until the street is fixed, and this tape is part of the language of that. So I wanted to add this tape, which still has the same use and means the same thing, but it's not the tape used here. So it kind of, my artwork is kind of in line with what's happening. If anything, I'm adding more safety to the area, but it's tweaking at the system that's in place. It's not what it should be. And so this will be as part of the sculpture tour that this work is now installed. Then we have a tree stump on the right, where I'm sure it would be nice to have a tree. And a working fountain. To see the, a year ago you could have seen the tram because it was silver, and now it's painted black. Now the whole time I was here in the residence, the only time people would come and talk to me, I mean, if they were over 6 years old, and that meant the only people who would come were like over 50 generally, who feel they could, there's some sort of age thing. It's like under a certain age and above a certain age you can approach anyone, but it was always to complain about the color of the tram, that it looks like a funeral carriage. We're now on the roundabout, looking dead on at the tram at the moment, so we can see the number 12, and just to the left we can see Bar Polos, and behind the tram to the right, opposite Bar Polos, is a piece of classic 80s, maybe. Luca, thank you very much for joining us. And thanks very much to Fabrizio, who left us earlier. And thanks to you guys holding this mic for several hours. Good night. Okay, can we use that for the end?
You can find more about Graham Hudson on his website, grahamhudson.com. You can read Luca Marino's column every Friday on La Stampa newspaper and online. If you want a special guide in Turin, you can get in touch with Fabrizio and the Archaeological Group of Turin at archeogat.it. And in the end, if you want to know the girls behind the mic, go to radiopapese.org. This project was commissioned by Progetto Diogene, progettodiogene.eu.
Transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.